Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get right to Tim Murtaugh, who is the communications director for President Trump's re-election campaign, and he was tied up. I wonder what could have distracted you yesterday. It seems like things are moving a mile a minute as we get down to 6 weeks before Election Day. How you doing?
Doing well, John. Yeah, not much going on here at all, to be honest with you.
How does Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing and the opening of this seat and the announcement that President Trump's going to make a nomination by the end of the week, how does this factor into your plans with the campaign?
An awful lot, really. I think Supreme Court vacancies, the possibility of vacancies was always going to be an issue. It was a big deal in 2016. That's why the president released his list of candidates that he would consider for the court. Of course, we know he got to appoint two very solid conservative justices so far in his first term, and he's about to appoint another. And this really just pushes it front and center, because now there's a real vacancy that's right there in front of voters. And the Constitution is clear on this. It sets out the rules for this. The president nominates a candidate, and the Senate provides advice and consent. Those are the rules, and those are the only rules. And I see the Democrats are now trying to play politics about this, and that's what they'll do. But remember, we elect presidents for a term of 4 years, not 3 years and 9 months. So the president is going to perform his constitutional duties, name a nominee, and we hope and trust that the Senate will pick it up. Senator McConnell has been pretty clear that that's what he intends to do, and we hope so.
So what do you say to the people, I think I know your answer to this, but what do you say to the people who say, well, God, you didn't give, the Republicans in the Senate didn't give Barack Obama a hearing on his nominee, so you should have the same standards for Donald Trump?
Well, here's the thing. This has happened 29 times in American history that there's been a vacancy on the Supreme Court during a presidential election year. And every single time, all 29 times, the president has made a nomination. Now, in 19 of those cases, the same party controlled the Senate and the White House. And almost every time, the nomination was successful and was confirmed. When opposite parties control the White House and the Senate, it's generally not successful. Of the 10 times, only two went through. So history shows that it matters who controls the Senate versus who controls the White House. And remember, voters have had their say. In 2016, they elected Donald Trump president. He gets to appoint nominees. In 2018, voters actually expanded the Republican majority in the United States Senate. So voters have had their say. The Republican Party controls both the Senate and the White House. Our voters expect us to perform this duty. Back in 2016, the voters elected a Republican Senate. Their voters would not want the confirmation of an Obama appointee, and that's just the way that it was. That's how it works. That's how it's worked throughout American history. I know it doesn't work out and be very convenient for the Democrats right now, but you know what? To paraphrase Barack Obama, elections have consequences. Yeah. And the people have spoken. They've got a larger majority in the U.S. Senate for Republicans now than before 2018, and that's just the way it plays out, and that's the way the Constitution says it works.
And I think we know the Democrats, if they had the presidency and the control of the Senate, they'd push through their nominee. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I got to ask you, on Facebook yesterday, I started seeing people announcing, Donald Trump's coming to Virginia, Donald Trump's coming to Virginia, but then I was digging around. Is that true? Is he coming to Virginia?
Well, we haven't announced any events yet, John, so I can't get ahead of what the formal announcement is. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to sort of punt on that question. I wouldn't rule it out. I would say that. I wouldn't rule it out.
A lot of people would be excited.
I know. That would be great. I want to say one more thing about the Supreme Court. You know, the president has been absolutely transparent about who he would consider to be candidates for the Supreme Court. He has released names four times and has kept adding to his list of prospects. And so it's very, very transparent who the president would select. Back in June, Joe Biden said that he would also release his list once he finished vetting the names. He now says, no, I'm not going to do that. Right. So what is it that he's concealing from the American people? Why won't Joe Biden release his list of nominees after he said that he would? It can only be because these are names that have to be approved by the extreme wing, the radicals in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden knows that if he reveals the names, we'll see all kinds of crazy rulings and opinions in their past on things like abortion, on the Second Amendment, on immigration, on regulation, on taxes, all kinds of things that most American voters would look at and go, that's the kind of judge you would appoint if you were president in this situation. And that's he won't release his list. But he should. In the interest of transparency, Joe Biden is all about, you know me, I'm Joe from Scranton, I shoot straight. Right. Well, obviously that's not true, John, and he should be held to previous promise to release the names that are going to be on his list.
That should count. Donald Trump has been straight up honest with everybody about this, with the list out in public. So, listen, Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you every week. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, it's good. I hope we get back to a regular schedule, John. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no kidding. And let us know if he's coming. We want to be in line.
Oh, okay. We will make an announcement, no question of that.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.